come, all ye faithful. And year after year they did come, but sadly, longingly, to the dark cold of winter, without any sign that God would fulfill the promise of the prophets. Year after year, waiting for the Messiah to appear and deliver them to the promised land, a land where they could live in peace and freedom. But when would he come? And how would they know him? Would he lead a great army? Would he announce his presence by royal decree? The prophets never talked about that, so no one knew. It did come to pass, though. One cold night in a quiet little town, he did come. But not heralded by royal trumpets and horns, not surrounded by wealth and power, but simply, humbly, in a lowly stable among the gentlest of God's creatures. His earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, had been touched by God, and God had given them a son born to the people to bring them a lesson of love in ways not known before. Here was that child, that Savior, the promised Messiah who would bring a new way to this weary world. Joseph and Mary, like countless millions since, had been touched by a child, touched by a king.
Stars filled the heavens.
Out in the fields one night near a small village, simple shepherds were gathered round campfires, keeping watch over their sheep under a cold, dark sky. Suddenly, great light streaked the darkness, and the skies were filled with heavenly beings. Glorious music resounded in the air, and the shepherds were terrified. But an angelic voice said to them, "Be not afraid, for on this night in the city of David a Savior is born. He is Christ the King. Go, seek the Son of God." At first, the shepherds were frozen with fear and awe. But then, as the great light and the sound faded, and stillness and darkness once more overtook the hills, they began to feel a sense of hope and wonder. Could it be? The Messiah has finally come? So the shepherds hurried down out of the hills and into the town, seeking the child of whom the angels had spoken. They had to see for themselves if what they had heard was true. Has the Messiah been born? We must find this child.
Shepherds run, shepherds heard the angels say, Christ is born this wondrous day, and gently laid in manger hay. Run, shepherds run, run in wonder, run in joy, run to pray.
Run, shepherds, run in wonder.
When at last the shepherds found the stable of which the angels had spoken, they gathered round the small door and entered quietly into the soft light which surrounded the small manger. Could it be? Is it true? For a moment, they gazed upon the small, perfect child sleeping softly in the sweet hay. They did not ask how or why. They did not question the righteousness of the time or place. They simply had faith that God had finally fulfilled his promise to send a Savior to the people. They were touched by this child, touched in a way that would change them forever. So in the next few moments, these simple shepherds worshipped the baby Jesus and thanked God for this gift. After a time, they went out of the stable to tell what they had seen and what they believed. There were no doubts. They simply went out into the world to say, "I was touched, and I believe." The glory of God, which the shepherds had seen that night in Bethlehem, was to become a beacon to the faithful the world over. God's promise of salvation was not just a light over the sky in some tiny village, but a light in the hearts and minds of all who heard the news and believed. The Son of God was that new light that would forever change mankind. Jesus was born that night to be the one true light to guide our lives then, now, and forevermore.
Star of God, only show us the way.
off in distant lands, there were learned men who had heard about the impending birth of this child, this Christ, and they set out to find him and honor him. During their travels, they had to wonder, could it be true that this child would grow to lead the oppressed out of wretchedness and into freedom? Could this be the birth foretold by the prophets? When these wise men found him, their doubts were erased, and they presented him with gifts and bowed down before him. Instead of questions, they were filled with awe and wonder that God's promise had been fulfilled. Well, it was during this time the powerful King Herod had heard that a child had been born who would become king of all the people. And Herod's fear was so great that he decreed that all male infants 2 years old and younger were to be killed. When Joseph and Mary heard the decree, they took their baby and fled to Egypt to keep him safe. It was still a dark time, and yet hope glimmered in the hearts of those who believed. The word of this new light in the world was passed from one person to another until the glow of a new faith, a new joy, could be seen in the far corners of the earth. A light kept glowing bright by the love of God and the faith of all who knew of the birth of the child that night so long ago. A child who would become the light of the world. Today we celebrate that singular night 2,000 years ago when God's light came to earth with the birth of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now each of us carries within the spark of faith that is God's light in our hearts. Touch us today, Lord. Ignite that spark into a flame that illuminates the path to you. The path you first lit for us so long ago. Touch us once more. Bring us your wisdom your spirit, your love, and your light. Rest assured that even today, the light of heaven shines all around. Sometimes it might not seem that way, but it's there all right. And all you have to do to see is believe. God loves us so much that he sent Jesus to be our light in this world. Mary and Joseph were touched by this child, as were the shepherds, as were the wise men from the east. And now you have also been touched by a child, touched by a king.
Oh,